Milk producers do it. So do cattle ranchers. Florida orange growers have done it for decades, promoted their products on national television. After a couple of tough hurricane seasons, Florida tomato growers are getting into the act. The half-billion-dollar industry kicks off an ad campaign Monday. Valerie Alker of member station WGCU in Fort Myers reports.
A truckload of field tomatoes, 20,000 pounds worth, is completing its run through the Gargiulo packing plant in North Naples. Tim Nance is the plant's operations director. Gargiulo grows and ships about 150 million pounds of tomatoes during the winter season. Half the nation's fresh market tomatoes are grown in the Sunshine State.
So here you are at the end, and now you have a 25-pound box of fresh market tomatoes fresh from Florida, ready for consumers to put back in their salads as they should have been able to earlier this year.
The season got off to a late start this fall. Hurricane Wilma destroyed about half the first harvest when it ripped through fields in South Florida in late October. Since then, supply has been low and prices have been high. Some restaurants have stopped serving fresh tomatoes, and they've been available by request only at Wendy's. Some consumers, like Kathleen Mitchell of Punta Gorda, have put their purchases on hold.
We usually buy them from the little flea market, and they've been much smaller in the last couple of months and much more expensive. We're waiting for this new crop to come out they're talking about.
The new crop, planted after Hurricane Wilma, will be ready for harvest in about 2 weeks. In order to let consumers know tomatoes are once more available in abundance, growers have launched a national advertising campaign.
A whole tomato contains only 5 grams of carbs, no cholesterol, and was once thought to be an aphrodisiac. Fresh Florida tomatoes. You're into that, aren't you?
The 4 15-second spots are airing on cable channels that include the Food Network and HGTV. They're aimed at women aged 25 to 54. Samantha Winters is marketing director for the Florida Tomato Committee.
We understand from various consumer research that people are motivated by health when making purchases, and we know that specifically this is the case with tomatoes. So these commercials really hit on the health message, as well as flavor and a handling message as well.
Florida tomatoes have been described as tasting bland at best, not nearly as good as homegrown. But Winters says that's a result of poor handling after they've been bought. Tomatoes, she says, should be stored at room temperature.
We know that 77% of people do put tomatoes in the refrigerator, and this is a problem because it kills the flavor enzyme, and it also makes the tomato mealy. The texture changes to something that is not pleasing.
As for price, right now, Florida tomatoes are selling for about $3.49 a pound. Once the new crop is in and shipped out, they could sell for about half that. The advertising campaign will continue through the first week of April. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Alker in Fort Myers, Florida.